We're here on KSOM, and we're talking high school boys tennis. Isaac Jackson is off to a great start for Audubon so far this year. He's won just about every match except one, and on Thursday night, he led the Wheelers to a big victory over Harlan in a 7-1 blowout victory. Jackson won at number one singles, 8-love, and teamed with Carson Matthews and won at doubles, number one doubles, 8-2. The senior from Audubon joins us here on KSOM. Isaac, good to talk to you. And how are you feeling coming off a big win over Harlan the other night on Thursday night?
I'm feeling pretty well. I feel like I played pretty well. And, yeah, I performed pretty satisfactorily.
Great. How have you been feeling just about the season overall? What was your thought process, attitude, whatever you want to call it, coming into this season, your last?
Well, I practiced a lot in the off season, so I was hoping that this season would actually be fairly well. And so far, I'm just about proving that.
Yeah. What are you thinking about? What are some of your goals? What would you like to achieve this season?
I would say my major goal, or my biggest goal, is definitely going to state this year for the 1A conference. Yeah.
Okay. So. What about talk a little bit about your situation in the past? You've been the number one player at Audubon now for a few years now. Have you had opportunities to go to state? What's that been like for you in the past coming into this year?
I have had some opportunities to go to state in the past. However, especially last year, I lost tiebreak in the first round match against someone who had went to state. And it was really close, and if I would have just won that, then I would have, probably prevailed all the way to state. So that was a little disappointing, but I did have the opportunity in the past, yes.
Yeah. So did that make you even hungrier to try and do that this year?
Yeah, it did, actually. Yeah, I'm very, very adamant that I want to go to state this year.
Yeah. So what parts of your game did you feel like you needed to improve to prepare for this season?
I feel like my consistency is one of my strong suits. However, it's also something that I definitely need to work on a bit more, as I feel like it could make me a powerhouse in some points. And definitely my movement as well. I have pretty bad shin splints. I had a stress fracture last year, and I was kind of hoping that I could come off of that with a blank slate and kind of compete at my best.
So you feel healthier this year?
Not necessarily, but I kind of hope that I can become healthier.
Okay. So you're not 100% to start the year. And so what do you have to do to try? Are you doing, what types of things do you try to do to get yourself healthy?
I just, I stretch, I work it out. I am doing a little bit of physical therapy on my own. But yeah, I kind of hope that I can get better.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hopefully that will happen over time here in this season. Tell me about the team and what's everything been like? I mean, what's it like just being a leader on this team along with the, you got another couple of seniors there, but there's also a couple of young players as well. It seems like this team is pretty solid, but give me a little bit of background about the rest of this team.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to be the number one seed for Audubon. I mean, Audubon is, I think, one of, if not the smallest school in Iowa that has tennis. So it's actually, we're going in with much larger competition than us. And it's pretty fun that we can compete and everything. And I think in the future we could have, a very strong basis for this team. There are a few younger players like Carson Matthews and Caden Naughton that I'm really looking forward to. And yeah.
Awesome. So what started your interest in tennis?
Well, my oldest sibling did tennis, so I just decided I would try it out my freshman year, and then I got pretty good at it. I beat our one seed, and I was like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this. I mean, it's fun to win, it's fun to compete. So I continued.
Did it come naturally to you?
At first it did not. However, once I started picking up some form, it actually was very natural. I almost didn't practice my first 2 years at all, and I was still the one seed and was able to compete with other one seeds. The only time I actually started practicing in the off season was just this last year. I mean, yeah, it's incredible.
Did you notice a difference practicing in the off season?
Not necessarily, but I hope to find some differences in my matches later in the year. I hope that I can compete a bit better with higher ranked players.
Yeah. So was there a moment, you mentioned that something clicked along the way. I mean, it didn't come naturally at first. What clicked when it did become naturally?
I'm not sure, actually. I mean, I don't know. I was playing as the four seed, I believe, my freshman year. And then at the end of the year, I had progressed rather far. And then I played against our one seed and I beat him. So I don't know. It was a bit gradual, but it was definitely exponential.
Right. And your older sibling, was that a brother or sister?
It is my brother, yes.
Okay. What's his name?
Dennis.
Okay. What's he doing now?
He is up in Iowa City, working at the dining hall.
Okay. So he decided not to play tennis in college or whatever.
No.
Okay. Well, what about you? I mean, is that something that you would like to do?
I mean, I've gotten an offer from Buena Vista University, but I'm not sure if I want to take that. I'm kind of looking towards a bigger school. So I'm looking at UNL right now, Nebraska Lincoln, but that's D1. That's kind of out of my scope. So I don't know. I'm hoping to continue it intramurally, but I don't think I could do it collegiately.
Okay. So what job, what kind of major would you like to pursue in college?
My major I'm looking forward to is business administration, and I want to go to college for a large social networking aspect, so that way I can start my own business and sell like Dungeons and Dragons products online, as that is one of my other passions.
Oh, you like D&D?
I do.
I played that when I was a kid a little bit here and there. What started your interest in Dungeons and Dragons?
Again, my older brother played it, but... Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Definitely an idol in my life. But once I started trying it, I fell in love with it so much. And now it's just something that I do like every day.
Okay. So do you play it online? Do you play it live with friends? You know, what type? And do you play? Are there competitions with D&D now? I think it's just grown from when I was a kid in the dark ages when the game came out.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much of a like competitive game, more so like a teamwork game. So I do play it with my friends like in person, and I like every day I write for it and everything, and I'm just working on building my own like RPG system, like just like D&D, and yeah, I hope that I can become successful.
Oh wow. So a hobby could turn into a job, running a social media company. That's pretty neat. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
Do you like watching like tennis on TV? Do you like watching the professionals at all?
I do. I watch some YouTube channels like Carousel and Felix Mischker. I do enjoy watching tennis online. I think it's definitely it definitely helps me, especially with like doubles work. It helps me a lot with looking at my form and everything, and it kind of has inspired me to look at my own form. I haven't taken any videos of myself, however I do look forward to doing that in the future.
Yeah. How about in doubles, how do you feel with your partner right now, Carson Matthews? How do you guys mesh together?
I feel like it's definitely a work in progress right now. I am definitely not as comfortable in doubles as I am in singles. However, in doubles, being a bit carefree is actually a kind of a good thing. You know, you can kind of let loose. You don't have to be so like tight. I find doubles as definitely not my style, but I don't play particularly bad in doubles.
Very good. So that's something to keep an eye on as you go forward. So, if you want to go to state, pretend, it seems like singles seems to be your thing. What are you going to work on the most here the rest of this season to try and make that happen?
I think I'm going to work on a lot of network, actually. That is one of my weaknesses, which I hate to admit. But I am going to work on network quite a bit, so that way I can volley and smash quite well. I would say some of my competitors going into like districts, I might go to the Red Oak district. So that would be looking at some of those people that I've played against. And I think that network is one of their weaknesses, or my network is one of their weaknesses. So I can strengthen that and hopefully become dominant in that region.
Awesome. Well, it looks like you thought it all out, so that's great to hear. And we will be following you on this path throughout the rest of the season and hopefully be talking to you later down the road if you get that opportunity to go to state. Isaac, it's been great visiting with you, and best of luck down the road. Thanks so much.
All right, thank you so much.
Isaac Jackson, senior for Audubon Boys Tennis, with us here on KSOM.